This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Politics, not just a virus, is proving deadly in America as lawmakers continue to endlessly fight over relief the country is desperate for. Americans are dying, businesses are closing and laying off workers, farmers need more help, and states and cities are losing revenue. But what are lawmakers doing? Fighting. People have had it up to here, and Central Illinois moderate Republican Rodney Davis agrees.
I share their frustration. I really, truly do. Keep in mind, though, in Speaker Pelosi's own words, she wanted to wait to help them, to help struggling American businesses, to help give them access to billions that are still sitting in accounts from legislation we passed back in March and April. They can't get access to those dollars, even though they're struggling to financially survive. And Speaker Pelosi says, hey, I want to wait for a new president.
Pelosi and Democrats blame Republicans for not backing aid for states and cities and insisting on COVID lawsuit protections for businesses like meatpacking plants. There's also fighting over agency spending bills, which could force a vote on another short-term bill to keep the government open during a rare session during the New Year's Eve week. But Davis sees one bright spot, a life-saving, economy-rescuing vaccine now being distributed with the help of Midwest corn and ethanol producers.
We see them producing things like carbon dioxide, CO2 that needs to go into materials that are going to help us move in a temperature-controlled manner this historic vaccine out into the public arena. A vaccine, multiple vaccines being used for the most vulnerable in our country because we invested and we came together in a bipartisan way months ago.
Davis is still hopeful that lawmakers will resolve their differences for the sake of the country. He also talks about that ultimately defeating the virus will lead to greater opportunities for mid-Illinois producers.
You know, absolutely. Our farmers, when you look at the great yields they've had, and we look at the increased markets that even more so in the midst of the pandemic than what we anticipated during the trade wars not so long ago, hopefully news is looking up for our farmers and our ag sector. The problem is we're still in the midst of this COVID pandemic, and that's got to be our first priority, is to defeat this virus. And frankly, I'm so proud of the bipartisan work that we were able to do back in the spring to allow for American ingenuity to come up with multiple vaccines. That puts us on a path back to normalcy. We see light at the end of the tunnel. And we've just got to be ready to make sure the programs are in place and the opportunities to sell products in the global marketplace are there once we come out of it.
Finally, Davis, who is a member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, is proud of the investments made on the lock and dam system on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers this year, and says it will be a game changer for Midwestern farmers in the long run.
Well, I'm glad that the Trump administration was finally the administration to invest in our locks and dams along the Illinois and Mississippi River waterways. It's crucial for our farmers to get their products out in the global marketplace. And that the investment in LaGrange has been amazing. And it got done on time, just like they said it would. And I'm excited to see that. So now we have to keep moving, but it took that first investment, Gabe, to be able to get people to take seriously that these investments and these rehabs and these modernization of the old locks in our lock and dam system needed to be repaired and needed to be done. And that's exactly what this has done. And I'm confident that this administration and hopefully any future administration will take what the Trump administration did and continue that process.
Again, that's Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville. Moving along now into State of Illinois Ag News, the Illinois Department of Agriculture has announced the second year of the Fall Covers for Spring Savings Program. The program is eligible for acreage here in Illinois planted to a cover crop this fall that will then be planted to an insurable crop come spring. Eligible applicants receive a $5 per acre premium discount on the following year's crop insurance invoice for every acre of cover crops enrolled and verified within the program. Last year, which was the inaugural season, an additional 50,000 acres of cover crops were planted in the state, with 70% of applicants identified as planting a cover crop for the very first time. Farmers are encouraged to take this program into consideration when making their fall planting decisions. And the program is officially open today. Applications are available on the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website. And if you need more information, you can call the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-6297. In other news from the state, it's full steam ahead for the 2021 State Fair already. Planning has been underway with some big announcements coming from the Illinois State Fair, including the grandstand concert lineup. For the first time, the State Fair is announcing part of the grandstand concert lineup before Christmas. Tickets go on sale today for shows by Toby Keith, Kelsey Ballerini, George Thorogood, and more. There will also be a new seating area for the concerts called the Blue Ribbon Zone, and a new ride pass, says State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon.
This is the first year that I've been with the fair, and I think in the history of the fair, that we have ever released our grandstand acts and went on sale prior to Christmas. I think it gives the individuals who want to go to the concert, gives them a golden opportunity to purchase these as Christmas presents, which is great. Now, we're very, very excited about that. For an extra $10 on your Mega Pass, you can purchase a Jumbo Pass, and that will include as many times as you want to go down the giant slide for 11 days.
Both the Jumbo Pass and the Mega Pass go on sale this week at a reduced rate for the holidays. You can learn more online at IllinoisStateFair.info. In other ag news from around the state, beginning here in late December, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service will be spending several months gathering information about farm economics and production practices from farmers across the state as the agency conducts the third and final phase of the 2020 Agricultural Resource Management Survey, or ARMS. In an effort to obtain the most accurate data, NAS will reach out to more than 30,000 producers across the country, including more than 1,600 here in Illinois between January and April. The survey asks producers to provide in-depth information about their operating revenue and household characteristics. The 2020 ARM survey includes a version of the questionnaire focused on hog and pig production cost returns. This year, the survey will also include questions to help measure any impacts of COVID-19 on the farm, on farm finances, and off-farm employment. In addition to producing accurate information, NAS also reminds you they have strong safeguards in place to protect the confidentiality of all farmers who respond to its survey. The agency only publishes data in aggregate form, ensuring that the confidentiality of all responders and that no individual responder or operation can be identified. The expense data gathered in ARMS will be published in the annual Farm Production Expenditure Report in July of next year. That report and others are available online at nas.usda.gov/publications. More reports based on ARMS data and more information about ARMS are available online at ers.usda.gov/ARMS. And in local ag news, 6 U of I Extension employees were recognized for their accomplishments resulting in organizational change that supports diversity, pluralism, and innovation. The local winner was Amanda Cole, and she serves as Director of Christian Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County. And she works to assess needs within the community, and then she works to connect individuals, families, businesses, organizations, and communities to an unbiased research through extension programs, which the goal of empowering those to serve to make better informed decisions. Her interests include educating communities on issues facing those living in poverty and on the resources available through extension. Cole is a native of Central Illinois, and she earned both her Bachelor of Science and Master's of Business Administration from Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Her primary focus of study was business and finance. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here for a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, December 15th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.